Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is ignoring federal guidance on reopening schools in his state this fall. Cuomo says in-person classes may resume in areas where the coronavirus is under control or regions with daily outbreaks below 5% over a two-week period. New York school districts have until the end of the month to submit detailed reopening plans. As the Trump administration rejects the CDC's guidance on school reopenings, the World Health Organization has some ideas on what it says should be a key consideration. Details from NPR's Ping Wong.
Michael Ryan, director of WHO's Health Emergencies Program, says it's not helpful to fight over the terms of school reopenings.
We can't turn schools into yet another political football in this game. It's not fair on our children.
Ryan says there is a way for kids to get back to the classroom.
And there are many countries around the world in which schools are reopening successfully and safely because countries have dealt with the real problem. Community transmission.
Ryan says the most important factor is to make sure that the spread of the coronavirus is under control and that communities are able to keep it that way. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The WHO also warns that the COVID-19 pandemic will continue to worsen for a long time. A federal court ruling could make it easier for women to obtain abortion pills during the pandemic. As NPR Sarah McCammon reports, a federal judge says patients should not have to go to a clinic to get those pills.
Mifepristone is a key element in the standard protocol for terminating an early pregnancy with medication. But the drug is heavily regulated, and patients are required to pick it up at a hospital or clinic under a doctor's supervision. Now, a federal judge in Maryland is blocking the FDA from enforcing that rule, saying it puts patients at unnecessary risk during the coronavirus pandemic. It's a win for the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and other medical groups that argued the medication should be available by mail and at pharmacies. In a statement, the anti-abortion rights group Susan B. Anthony List expressed disappointment with the ruling and accused abortion rights groups of exploiting the COVID-19 pandemic. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.
Trump confidant Roger Stone is expressing relief that he's not going to prison for witness tampering and obstructing a congressional probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Stone tells Fox News that the president's executive order commuting his sentence spared his life. He said he's not healthy enough to be sent to what he called a COVID-infested prison.
I'm 67 years old. I've had a lifelong problem of respiratory problems. I was facing what I really believed was a near-death sentence.
Stone claims he refused a plea deal with prosecutors. Details of the order commuting his sentence were released on Monday at the request of a federal judge who wants to know whether it also covers Stone's probation. U.S. futures are higher in pre-market trading following a mixed trading on Monday. This is NPR News. Former Trump insider Jeff Sessions faces a runoff on Tuesday for his old Senate seat from Alabama. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, polls give a political newcomer and former Auburn football coach a double-digit advantage over Sessions.
Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is fighting for his political life in a race to decide the GOP candidate to challenge vulnerable Democrat Doug Jones. President Trump has endorsed his opponent, Tommy Tuberville. Still, Sessions says he's most aligned with the president's agenda.
Well, the president can endorse who he wishes. But the people of Alabama will decide this race.
He's had to fight against Trump's repeated criticism after Sessions recused himself from special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Sessions says he was following the law. Tuberville accuses Sessions of being weak when things got tough. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Mobile, Alabama.
Hundreds of U.S. sailors are fighting to save a Navy warship that's burning at a shipyard in San Diego. The blaze aboard the USS Bonham Rashard is burning below deck in an equipment area located above the ship's fuel supply. U.S. Coast Guard officials have hired a cleanup crew to put a containment boom in place in case of a spill. The blaze has sent smoke billowing over the San Diego harbor. At least 59 people, including 36 sailors, have been treated for heat exhaustion, smoke inhalation, and minor injuries as a result of the fire. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.